Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The fan base would be excited. He could cheat legally. It's perfect. It's a perfect solution.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We'd crawl over tables and chairs talking to kids. It was open.
And Perrin Johnson.
You guys are doing the whole fire sale. You guys got rid of Ents and sent him to the Cardinals.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
There's no scenario where they could have won the game. And oh, by the way, that's true next year as well. Sorry, Louisville fans. But what about
Samuel,
our recruiting class?
Samuel Williamson, baby.
We got all these recruits coming in. Yeah, good luck with that. You're not winning next year. You're not winning. Maybe 3 years down the road, you might get one. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe 3 years in 2022.
Come on, Rummage. 12, 13, 14 in a row, we might let a mango happen. But I mean, you're not at our level programmatically.
I remember you.
That is absolutely unbelievable sound. I mean, Jack, I feel like we need to play that at the top of the hour every hour today.
It's prophetic.
We need to play that for Mike DeCourcy at 5 o'clock. It's me mentioning Samuel Williamson before we saw him as a freshman. It's locked. Say not even in 2022, or did he say in 2022?
Maybe in 2022.
Maybe in 2022. Oh, that's fantastic. Good way to start today. It is a Tuesday on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. It is The Take, and we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville. Andy Sweeney, Jack Grossman
Hello, ladies.
With you. And where's Perrin at? Perrin called you.
He called me at 256. Okay, he's getting off the highway, so he'll be here.
Which highway?
Yes.
Yo, just one of them. He was getting off one of the highways.
65, since that's the one that's close.
What was he doing? Is he hanging out with some? Was he in East End Drakes? Is that where you were, Perrin? Were you out at East End Drakes with some Cougars and Bob Dominey? There he is. Look at him. He's looking good. So Louisville lost last night. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. Speaking of Strebel. Mark Blankenbaker. People will like this. Blank. This is actually genius by Blank. Blankenbaker rolls back at about 1 o'clock. Parents here, by the way. And says, hey, guys, I've been trying to find a live stream of Strebel's cruise ship. And I'd love to see that as well. Parents here, you're looking good today.
What's going on?
Got the sunglasses on?
Yeah, it's,
you take those off indoors, otherwise you are a douche.
Yeah, because that's weird. Because that's weird. And I'm not a rapper, so I have to take them off.
No, you're not. Yes. No, you're not.
Not a rapper.
So what's up, man? How you doing?
Just another day in paradise, man. I wish it was a little bit warmer here today. But
you think?
Basketball yesterday, basketball today.
You don't like
it's a
when
good
it's 34
day.
Degrees outside?
Yeah, man, you see the skin. You know what it looks. You know what I know. What I like.
Oh, goodness.
I like 80 and sunny all day every day.
We don't see color on this show, Perrin. Yeah,
we never do. We never do.
We don't do any appearance based radio on this show.
Never, ever.
UPS jobs text line 437-9680. We're loaded today. I mean, we really are. Mike DeCourcy in the 5 o'clock hour. Joe Lenardi at about 4:20 or
so
today.
Is
he Joe Lenardi or not? Well, here's the thing.
a musty Billy Reid reference.
You guys will like this. So, ESPN always does these things where they have these guys available for 4 to 5 hits in an hour, and you need to keep them at about like 8-9 minutes. So I want to have fun with the fact that we have Joe Lenardi, and we're like, we're on a time crunch. Like, we can't talk about Arizona being a one seed, even though no one knows a player from Arizona. I mean, you don't. I know you don't.
I saw an interview with a kid, but I couldn't
but
tell you
don't
his,
know
name.
His name.
I couldn't tell you his
name.
Well,
they have a bunch of foreign guys. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that
means. They have a bunch bunch of guys you never heard of, and they're winning, and they're dominating the Pac-12.
I guess they're dominating the Pac-12. I'll take your word for it. So we have a very tight window with our guy, Joe Lunardi. We'll talk with him. And Brian, is it Haddad? We haven't had him on. Haddad? Oh, here Haddad. We go. Haddad, are you sure on that? You're not
That's
sure.
That's what Pat said.
That's what Pat said. So we're going on
we're
Pat.
We're throwing Patty Ice under the bus.
It's Haddad, yes. Brother. Okay. Brother, me and Ennis met him, and we had
him on before the Music City Bowl.
We had him before the Music City Bowl, brother, and we met up at a honky tonk in Nashville, brother. And me and Ennis had a good time with him, brother. It's kind of an odd way for me.
I can't picture Ennis at a honky tonk drinking beer. It just seems really odd to me. I don't know.
He looked like a fake cowboy, like the guy that dresses up like that.
He looked like a cop. That's what he would look like. He would look like a cop.
So he would look like Joe Judge then.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, so let's dive into it. Perrin is here. We got you to 6 o'clock. There's a lot going on. I mean, number one, we will get to Kentucky here as we go today.
Yes.
John Calipari last night continues. And if Strebel were here, guys, I would be getting all over him about this. I mean, he just keeps whining about Auburn winning the game, storming the court, and everything else. And I love how butthurt he is that he lost. I love all of it because John Calipari and Bruce Pearl do not like each other. And no doubt there's some fun back and forth that is going to happen. So I want to dive into that.
Yes.
Will Shaedon Sharpe play tonight? There's a lot of message board stuff that tonight Perrin Johnson could be the night that Shaedon Sharpe plays.
The debut!
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen there. So we'll get to Kentucky stuff here in just a second. We will get to Jack Grossman is getting ready to embark on something. And I think you're going to like this, parents. We go today, but obviously, if it bleeds, it leads. And that, I mean, it is. What do you want me to do?
I mean,
that bum ass Virginia team. That team stinks. That team has no athleticism on it. Only boring ass Tony Bennett could win the ACC for like 7 years. I mean, didn't he win the ACC? It felt like for like didn't he like 5 out of like 7 years?
Yes,
or something, Jack.
Yes.
He won a national title, okay? And only Tony Bennett, who had pros, could go recruit bums. I mean, honestly,
no.
This dude had like 6 dudes on that championship team sniff the NBA in some way.
Yes,
they've been around teams and they've been in the G League and they've got 10.
It's really easy to love them. They're very lovable.
Oh.
They're a bunch of great kids.
Oh.
If you have, you know, no dog in the fight, why wouldn't you not just root for these wonderful young men?
I love Mr. Burns.
I mean we got to listen. We got 30 sounds of Locke today. We got to get through.
Yeah, I love.
Okay.
I call him Mr. Burns because Locke looks
Burns.
Like he looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
He just looks like a white guy.
He looks like a white dad.
That's what he looks like.
Go pull up a picture of Locke and pull up a picture of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons and put it side by side.
He's in LA, you know.
Has he lost? Did his flight get redirected there?
He went to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, he
yeah.
did. Was,
outside of that, you know, it's not safe
it
for
was
him.
Beverly Hills Hotel downtown.
But Beverly Hills is safe. He's good. You know,
well, he's only going to places that are safe.
You know,
he's not going to unsafe
yeah,
places.
This is the guy that went to school in Charlottesville, you know.
Yeah,
you know, the Tiki Torch capital of the world, you know.
I mean, I'm watching that game last night, and I'm like, okay, K.A. Clark can shoot now. They got a guy that looks like David Levitch. Doesn't he?
Yes,
What's that guy's name, Jack, that looks like David Levitch? Okay.
Now I want to see it. Now I want to go look him up right now, but I can't because I don't want to be distracted.
He shoots like David Levitch.
Hey, it goes
he
in.
Legit, he looked, well, I don't know. I don't know if it did.
So David Levitch is a better shooter is what you're saying. Because David Levitch, when he had to play, he delivered.
Levitch is better than that guy that was playing last night, 100%.
Yes. Okay, just make sure.
And, I mean, I don't know. They just have a bunch of generic pieces, and Louisville gets weighed down. Do we have Jared West at the beginning? We'll get to that. Jared West.
Yeah, his sound.
West's like, oh, yeah, we didn't come with it at the beginning of the game. I'm like,
No. He didn't say that. No, no. He didn't say that. Let's do the quote in real form.
Here, you want to listen to it?
It says something along the lines of, we were asleep.
I hear. Yeah,
go ahead and play that.
Instead
Please.
Of me bear not knowing, let's just go ahead yes. and play it.
The start was pretty much a result of our lack of energy to start the game, effort to start the game defensively. They're way too comfortable. They ran the offense that we prepared for. We knew that they were going to run. They didn't do anything different. And we didn't do a good job of executing defensively. It was our energy, our effort, our communication. It wasn't good enough. And I really don't think we were awake enough to start the game from a defense standpoint more than anything until late in the first half. But anytime you're playing against a team like Virginia, a good team, well-coached team with good players, it's hard to come back with their style of play, getting down 18 or 19 early. So I thought we did a much better job in the second half of just fighting. We played harder. We were ready to go from the jump to start the half. And, you know, that we just played with more energy and more effort in the second half. And that's really what it comes down to.
All right, that's good enough. What's more surprising? The fact that they came out not ready and not having energy, attention to detail, and all of that stuff, not being locked in, or the fact that they came all the way back to within four. Like, that could have got funny last night. That game could have ended like 62-31. Like, it had, like, early on, I'm like, if they get to 35, are they going to get to 35? Like, in junk time, will they get to 35, 40 points is what I was thinking watching that game. And then they came back, and they're down four, and West has the floater. They hit every part of the rim. And then Matt Cross, almost called him Howard Cross. Do you guys know who Howard Cross is? Come on.
I can't put the name with the face right
Giants
now.
Giants tight end.
A
little bit out of our time.
Yeah, a little bit.
But New York Giants tight end, yes. Go. It's a musty reference. And they get within four, but I don't know what's more surprising, that they came out lame or the fact that they came all the way back. Listen, we're going to talk about coaching stuff. I know you've talked about it with Diener and other shows and everything else, so we'll get to all of that stuff as we go.
Yes.
But ultimately, I mean, last night, it was a game that didn't play out just like you thought it was going to play out, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But and there's layers to this. But the first thing I want to talk about is I want to give credit first to Jared West for how he shot the ball last night, because his shooting kept them in the game when they cut it to almost four.
Oh, sure, he hit four three pointers. Yeah.
But I will say this: the quotes that have come out this program in the last 2 weeks. From Chris Mack saying he doesn't know how to motivate guys.
And then forgetting about it 24 hours later.
And then forgetting about it 24 hours later. Then you have Jared West, and Jared West goes, "We weren't awake enough on defense." Well, listen, young man, you flew on a charter jet to Charlottesville. What the hell did you think you were going to do? You're on ESPN primetime at 7 p.m. How are you not awake for defense? He also said they were prepared. So then what were you guys doing when you guys knew all these offensive plays that you quote-unquote were prepared for? I don't understand that. But more importantly, it was really frustrating for me because not that Virginia's just not that good.
Oh, no. They're not a tournament team. If they are, they can't do anything. I mean, they are lame. That is a lame team.
And so for me, that was a very frustrating part. A buddy, you know, like I said, I had a buddy of mine texting me, and he never texts me. And he texts me in all caps every time Louisville's playing. He's one of my former teammates. I'm not going to say his name, but this my dude is always like, "I can't do this anymore."
I mean, he's a character.
Huh?
Yeah,
no, I don't talk to Derek.
You can't do it. You're going to do it for another month and a half. Why are people getting like this, Perrin? What, they watching the game thinking they're going to win last night?
I ain't going to lie to you.
They didn't even show up in the first 15 minutes. They're back against the wall. Isn't there like a rumor out there that they had yet another team meeting? They go to Charlottesville. It's a generic ass team, and you're down by 25 early on. Like, it's dust. And then I'm shocked they came back to within four and had two or three possessions where they had good shots. Matt Cross, an open three. Yeah. Jared West, any guard in the lane with a floater. Those are two good shots. Anything but Malik and Noah Locke and Malik can just go shoot in a gym and play to 100, and they'll be there in 2 days.
And then good you got nothing out of Mason Faulkner. Man. You got nothing out of Mason Faulkner. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be done with it. Can we just go ahead and try to play J.J. Trainer?
Oh, don't do this.
No. Let's go ahead and try to play him. What is Samuel Williamson doing that J.J. Trainer can't?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know, man.
Go ahead. I mean, put Gabe Wisnisner in there. Put the Wiz in there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put them all in there.
Put Big Wiz in.
Let's try the whole.
Should Big Wiz play? Yeah.
You got to tap out the whole roster.
Or is he redshirting this year?
I don't know. But by the way,
he's played in a few games.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, this is why I miss Rick. And when I say this, not to have him back here, but I miss Rick because of this. Did you see the shot that Matt Cross took in the second half? I think it was his second shot where he threw the ball off the backboard. Did you see that? Listen, one? He went to the hole.
Matt Cross was trying. I mean, yeah.
I was talking to one of my former teammates. I was talking to one of my former teammates last night. He said, can you imagine in film session how crucified you would have gotten for that shot alone? I said, oh, the replay would have been on at least 12 times. Coach Pitino would have put a film edit in your locker for you to hold on to that every single day for the rest
of
your life.
It would have been on actual film, though. It would have been on a floppy disk.
But at the end of the day, we had. I'm not that old, damn it.
What did you have? You didn't have a USB. What did you have?
We played them on DVD players. They printed them up on a DVD disc. But like I said, you know,
what's the last DVD you think you bought?
Oh damn. I mean, the last DVD, I probably got it from the bootleg guy. I'll be honest with you. But I mean,
Jack's like it was Air Bud.
It probably was. Air Bud 2003.
Possibly. The last DVD you bought.
Or like Life, oh, A Bug's man. Life or something he probably would have bought. But I tell you what, Andy, when you look at this game, man, I just don't understand how this team doesn't shoot free throws. They shot three last night.
Because they take a bunch of threes.
They don't have anyone that can penetrate you in the lane.
But three free throws, this is what it is, man.
This is what it is.
Three free throws?
Well, yeah, but they have one big that can post, and Curry played 9 minutes, whatever the hell happened to him. And that's it. Everyone who catches it on the perimeter is ready to gun it any time.
I love the geniuses online. The people that still synergy facts and then use them as their own. I'm not going to name any names, but you'll probably know who I'm talking about. They talk about Sidney Curry's minutes because if Sidney Curry played this amount of minutes, he would lead the league in this category.
Okay.
But that you can't do that because you got to do what he does. You got to time his minutes out per what he plays. You can't use analytics. You know, everybody talks about this all the time. Daryl Morey used to do analytics all the time in Houston, and used to always try to get guys based on analytical numbers. How many championships do they win? None. Stop talking to me about analytics and how guys play for 36 minutes. Sometimes you got to be a basketball player. I get tired of the analytics.
Why did he play 9 minutes last night? Was he injured again?
I'm going to assume his ankle was hurting because at the end of the day, you're not getting anything out of Malik.
Or something defensively he was doing. No, I mean,
it can't be that because if you're going to take out people on defense, you're taking out everybody. Because nobody was guarding
Texas
last night.
Texas says Howard Cross's kid plays D-line for Notre Dame. Well, there you go. Texas says Locke won't be stepping in Nipsey Hussle's neighborhood.
He doesn't even know where that is.
Well, Jack doesn't know who that is.
You know who Nipsey Hussle is, Jack?
There's no chance.
Do you know who Snoop Dogg is? You know who Dr. Dre is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. By the way, speaking of...
You know who Devin the Dude is?
No, there's no way.
Okay.
I got something for you here, Jack.
Oh, okay.
23 years ago today, My Name Is... What? Hang on.
Yeah.
Perrin, was released. Any idea?
Slim Shady?
There you go! So we knew Slim Shady.
He should, though. How old are you?
24.
Yeah, he should know. He should know.
I don't know. Should he?
I mean,
You said my name is...
Do you have an older brother?
Like, no, I don't.
Okay.
Younger brother.
Okay. He's got the younger brother,
yeah.
Ethan.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, everybody loves Eminem. Even the delegation loves Eminem. We tried to trade him for Tiger Woods, remember? You saw Chappelle's show.
Texas says Matt Cross is pathetic. The entire team and staff are pathetic. It's just awful. Like, I'm with you, but at this point, they have hit. I mean, will they have a game that might be quote-unquote rock bottom where they just... Like, last night, it could have been a 30-point game to where you score 35 points at Virginia. So maybe it's Saturday against Duke, even though, I mean, there's no one expecting to win. You go see Coach K, whatever it may be, if you want to do that. That's a game Perrin Johnson needs to be at, by the way. Hobnobbing. I mean, there'll be a little buzz in the arena.
Everybody wants to see Coach K.
Just one more. Is your brother coming in town, Jack?
Yes, he is.
What time is that game?
Noon.
It's a nooner. Okay. I mean, come on, that's great. You're an old.
Those
man
are the
now.
Best games. Those oh, are the best games yeah, because you get up early, go to brunch, go to the
brunch,
game.
You hit the brunch before, or you hit a brunch
I
later.
Hit the alarm to get
brunch
to the
before.
Game
brunch before.
Jack's waking up at 11:58 for that game.
The older you get, the better is the party earlier rather than later.
He will roll.
Yeah, I'm house sitting for a friend.
Oh,
this
nice.
Weekend mm-hmm. and watching their dog. So I'm going to wake up in their apartment at 11:30, and my dad will pick me up.
Okay.
We need to get.
You're gonna wake up at 11:30?
Probably.
Oh no, you have to get up at like 10 o'clock. o'clock, shower, brush your teeth, drink some coffee. You got to, you know, get it going, feel good about yourself, stretch out.
I'm on a Saturday.
That's how you know you're young.
Texter says Drake's is coming to the Holy Land in Jeff. Is that happening? Is there a Drake's going in Jeffersonville? That could change the nightlife down there.
I know a lot of people that go to Jeff and hang out anyway right now. Jeff and parts of, was it New Albany?
New Albany, yeah.
It goes down on your side of the bridge, man.
Texas says, is it just me or does this U of L team shoot more air balls than any team in history? Well, I almost felt bad for Withers when he just came in the game and he took that corner three and it missed by 3 feet. Like, he missed it by 3 feet. And there was some stat where, you know, He like 60-some% of his shots were three-pointers.
Which is crazy.
Well, I want to get into this later on as it pertains to some of the Mac stuff and what they're running and everything else. You know, Bobby V talked a lot today. He was on in the 12 o'clock hour. If you want to go back to the podcast center, Nick will have that up at 9:45 tonight. So if you're looking to go to bed with that, don't worry. If you're working to turn the Kentucky game on.
It'll be 7:15. Yeah, it's still loading.
It'll be 7:23. Like, why is Nicky the Boot at the station at 7:30? His show's ended at 2:58. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I mean, he talked about rotation. I agree with him, but I think all the players, there's just so little separation. There's nothing you can do. Like, Chris Mack could have shaved this down a player or two.
Yeah.
I guess that was something maybe you could do, but I don't know. If you say, well, you never play Mason Faulkner. Mason Faulkner's had a couple games where he's good. He started in a couple games, right? So as soon as you bench a guy, the other guy stinks, you end up bringing him back in. So I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Well, look at Jared West. I mean, you know, he wasn't.
Oh, sure. He was so bad you benched him.
And then now you bring him off the bench and then wham, he comes out and he gives you 14 points. To be honest with you, And with all due respect to Chris Mack, I think this coaching staff has come to a point now, and I don't know because I haven't talked to anybody in the coaching staff. I know everybody says they got their source out there, but I just feel like they're guessing now too, because you probably expected Noah Locke to be better. You probably thought certain guys were going to be a lot better. Malik's still dragging that foot.
Perrin, you thought every one of these players was going to be better.
Were. I thought they were.
From transfers to L. Ellis to everybody.
Yes.
And Perrin, everybody on this team was supposed to be better.
And they're all shells of what we thought they were. So now you say to yourself, you got to look back and look at the ACC schedule and say, where can you find the win? And the KenPom has them only winning one game, and that's the last game of the year at Virginia. Virginia coming here. I don't even know if they're going to get that done. So that's why I said on Monday,
If we go to a month and a half and they don't win a game, like, you guys got to see the humor in this. Like, there's no reason to be mad anymore. It is what it is.
I know. Right? And to be honest with you,
Andy. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're on. I think you're onto something. If you went through Twitter last night as that game went on, people weren't mad. They were just like, damn, this is it. Like, this is it.
And
not only is this it, this is going to be it for a while.
Yeah.
So get comfortable. Hey, what did they say when you're on the flight? The captain comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, put your seatbelts on. There's going to be a little bit of turbulence coming in. That's what we're on. We are going to ride through this turbulence for the next 7 weeks. That's where we're at. There's no secret to that.
So does the plane crash or do they navigate it through the turbulence?
No, we're going over the Rockies and we're in the middle of a thunderstorm. We need to go from 30,000 feet to 36,000 feet because right now we're in the middle of the clouds and it's really bumpy. And you know, Jack, I don't know if you don't like to fly. I don't mind flying, but I don't like turbulence. It scares me. It gives me anxiety. I don't want that.
Of course, I'll
mess around.
You're bumping around in a missile 35,000 feet above the air going 500 miles per hour.
Yes.
It's terrifying.
Well, Louisville's doing the same, minus going 500 miles an hour right
They're
now.
Sputtering. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that, but that's where we're at.
They blew an engine. Texas says, I need a house sitter and dog watcher in July. What are Jack's rates?
It's a great point.
That is a great point.
Man, you better. Yeah. Man, tell them inflation is big time right now in America economy.
Texas says, is this the worst U of L basketball team ever or the worst coaching staff? Well, I don't have a list. Back in 1963, this team. Anyway.
Yes.
437-9680. Texter says, maybe had the game went another five more minutes, I was going to go listen to Bellarmine. There's got to be something there. Texas says, my God, Jack with a haymaker, way back sound from Lachlan McLean. Give it, what else do we have there from Lachlan McLean?
What else we got from Mr. Burns?
Pretentious Virginia fan that we know and love who's in L.A., who was at a bar mitzvah where he was wearing a suit from JCPenney in Beverly Hills. He had to look like the Ohio Valley
region.
Did
he buy anything?
When they saw him, they're like, that guy's from Kentucky, southern Indiana, or many parts of Ohio.
Virginia's better. Just get over it, deal with it, and then figure out what's up with your team. And obviously that's going to be the main angle because it was never a question that Virginia's better. Of course they're better. They're going to be better in the ACC semis. They're going to sweep you next year. You know what? You need to think back. You need to think back. Was it February 8th? You need to mark that day in your calendar because it may be the only day in about a 10-year period you're going to beat Virginia. So enjoy that one because we got you.
God,
I feel like the fans at this point are so... Chesty's not the word, although they're chesty about Virginia, which is absurd and ridiculous and silly, and you're going to get your comeuppance in Charlottesville at the end of the year, and you're certainly going to go back to your little brother status next year, so enjoy. I mean, here comes a digression. We talk about Kentucky and Louisville and who's little brother. I mean, there is no bigger little brother scenario than Virginia and Louisville in basketball.
Wow.
We gave you the one and pat you on the head. Nice job. Good job. Celebrate. And then we're going to go back to exerting our dominance over your outclassed program, but that's fine. Enjoy your little one.
Wow, look at, he was coming out swinging.
I mean,
is that what a national championship does? Is it put hair on your chest?
I mean, I don't think he needed a championship for that. I mean, the thing is, if Jack plays another one, usually I get worried. Let's not play too much. We have, I mean, there's got to be a folder in there. I mean, I had like tape stuff and send it in. We can go find, give me another one. Give me another Lachlan McLean. Give me something.
They're better than Louisville no matter what. So if they're not making the tournament, then Louisville's not making the tournament. Put it that way.
That's a stupid analogy because good teams lose to teams that don't make the tournament all the time. It happens all the time. Didn't Kentucky lose to Alabama? They didn't make the NCAA tournament.
I don't mean they were better this past year. I mean they will be better than Louisville next year no matter what happens.
Save this,
Coop. They are better. So if you want to come at me all you want, Virginia's missing the tournament.
That
means Louisville is too because they're a better program in a better place that is a better team than Louisville next year no matter what.
Worst take you've ever had.
No, it's actually
it's
not.
It's the dumbest take you've ever had. You're so smart. If Virginia, if Thomas Jefferson heard you give that take, he would say, you went to Virginia A&M.
Well, they're both missing the tournament this year, and Virginia's still better.
Dude, they're so generic, man. Yes. They had the Levitch lookalike. They had two bigs. They were both regular.
Those guys look like extras in like a Space Jam.
I mean,
two guys that they had last night.
Dude scored on like Withers one time, and Withers just bounced off of him. The big white dude who has like no moves.
To sum
at
up
all.
That game. It was when the cameraman panned to Jalen Withers while he's explaining, giving that long explanation
after
to Curry.
He got chewed out by Malik. Malik, of all people, chewing someone out.
Oh, it was the funniest thing, like that long explanation. And then I think Rutherford posted on Twitter. He said, me trying to explain to my wife what somebody said mean to me on Twitter. He used that reference for that.
Strebel's wife has no idea. My wife has a pretty good idea. But people have no idea. Oh yeah, the terrible thing, the things that people say to you. Oh yeah.
Oh no,
it's fantastic.
My girlfriend will be mad at me because
I'll
battle on Twitter. She's like, why don't you pay attention to me? I'm like, listen, I'm talking. Why are you talking to some stranger you don't know? I was like, because it's not that he's this one stranger. He's like the 50th one, so he had to get
the
bullet.
Yeah,
he got the bullet.
Texas says, Issel about that thug life lately. He's been crushing U of L on air. Oh, we'll get to it. Issel's been on one. And the beauty of Issel is, A, you can't say anything to him, and B, he leaves here with a smile every day, says goodbye to all of us, and is oblivious to all the bullets that he is he's just oblivious because he's not on Twitter.
No.
So he's not.
He is, but he isn't.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. He's not in that cesspool.
I'm surprised nobody's taking no shots at him and reminding him about those early Nuggets days back in the day. I'm surprised.
No one knows.
Yeah.
They did battle a texture today, though.
Those days.
We'll get to it.
Those Robert Pack. Antonio rookie McDice days. I'm surprised nobody's referenced those yet, but you know.
I wanted to, and I'm just having trouble finding this. Jack, I might need your help, and I apologize on this, Jackie Poo. But last night, John Calipari at 437-9680. We're going to take a break here in a second and get Brian Haddad. Is that it? Brian Haddad? Brian Haddad on. We'll talk some Mississippi State with him. We'll get to Joe Lenardi. Is he Joe Lenardi or not? Coming up at 420. Mike DeCourcy coming up at 5 o'clock. Kentucky plays tonight. Ty Washington will be out for the game. ESPN reporting that. That's not surprising whatsoever. No. A, because of the injury, and B, if you're Kentucky, much like when Xavier Wheeler was out against Georgia, even though Mississippi State is a much better team than that Georgia team, mm-hmm. you think you can win the game, rest Ty. Jonathan Givony of ESPN did say that he's questionable for Kansas. I don't think that's surprising. And if he doesn't play at Kansas, I think Kansas runs away from Kentucky. And I even think, even though I don't think Mississippi State ultimately is going to end up being an NCAA tournament team, mm-hmm. they look like a team for me that you might see in the semis or the finals of the NIT, quite frankly. That's how I see them. But, I mean, Kentucky, you take away one of those guards, you don't have anyone who's stepping up there. I mean, you hope Davion Mintz plays way, way over his head, and I've seen some, our guy Nick Roush, Dante Allen's not going to step up, even though the only two games that he was good last year was at Mississippi State in the SEC tournament.
Yes.
They lost that game against Mississippi State. So I don't know. There is a precedent there from last year. Maybe that can happen.
It's a Super Bowl.
Well, and I can't find, and I had this, and I apologize. I should have this.
You know the hump's going to be rocking tonight.
I like that. I save that for the mixtape. But, you know, your boy, John Calipari, came out last night and was pretty much like, oh, yeah, you know, Shaedon Sharpe in practice. The guys wonder why I don't put him in the game when he does special things in practice. Everyone just kind of pauses and looks at me like, are you ever going to play him?
Right.
And so now Cal's playing the game with you.
Yes,
now,
he is.
Now that that is out there, and that was put out there last Friday, he's playing the game. And I don't know where this has come from. I'm saying I do not know, okay?
Yeah.
But there is some rumor that, hey, you might see Shaedon Sharpe tonight. And that's all that I got on it, because I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not true. I don't know if you should be staying up late to see if it's true. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. If it's not the right thing to do, I have no idea who's in control of this situation. Is it Shaedon Sharpe and his people? Is it John Calipari? I mean, like, I know that is. There is always a struggle playing time between big-time players sometimes and coaches. We've seen that occasionally at Kentucky. I have no idea. I know Cal's playing the game. He's having fun with it. But there's no doubt, I don't want to get into a too big of a Shaedon Sharpe discussion, but we watched tonight's game, Perrin, with that in mind.
I think it's something that people are clamoring at to see how good this kid is, what he's capable of as well. You're talking about a kid that was the number one recruit in the country in his class. He came to school early.
Plus, they might need him. We didn't think they were going to need him, and now they might. That's the difference.
And I think right now you got to ask yourself two things. Do you think you have enough chemistry within the bunch that you're already playing in that rotation
right.
to get through this game? And then if you do bring in this kid, even though he's a special talent, will he fit? Because we've seen kids come to Kentucky that were very gifted players. We saw Terrence Clark and B.J. Boston come to college, but it never fit. So now the question is, can Shaedon Sharpe fit with this group and blend in with this group and try not to do too much? Because the group that you have right now came in at June. They came in at June to play together, and they took some bumps in the road early through the early part of the schedule, but now they've kind of figured it out. And now it's peaks and valleys through conference play because it is what it is. So, but now, can you get this kid to come in and be what you need him to be and integrate it with the pieces that you already have with the rotation you have right now?
Here's what I would say. I agree with everything you're saying. What I would say is, out of necessity, even though you have a lot of guards,
yes,
you need. I almost feel like Kentucky needs another one.
I think so.
Like, and you have, when you talk about not trying to do too much,
right?
You have a guy like Keon Brooks who absolutely does that. you have a guy in Bryce Hopkins who comes in a game,
yes,
takes a shot immediately, and turns the ball over immediately every single time.
Right.
Watch it tonight. And so I know it's different positions, okay?
Yes, yes.
But Cal is already having to play guys that are not up to a standard of his rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And Keon Brooks is a guy that if he had 14-7 tonight, okay. If he had 4 points and 2 rebounds, would you be surprised?
Yeah.
Right? And so another option being there. I don't know. I don't want to get into the X's and O's, even though Jack loves this. You know, the four guards, whatever it may be. I think it is. We viewed it as this, Perrin. It was the cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still that, but it's a little bit more necessity now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Before it was like, oh, they had a great team. Can you imagine? And Shaedon Sharpe. Well, now it's, yeah, that's fine. They're a good team. But if they add Shaedon Sharpe, now it's not a cherry on top. Now there is an actual need there in big games. They have had multiple guys get injured. Ty and Sahvir Wheeler missing games.
Yeah. And so I think to your point, I think it's this, Andy. Cal,
you got
Cal,
a cough button, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Would
there
you
we go.
Use a cough button with Diener? You do, don't
no,
you?
No, I just do what Diener does. I pull away from
wait,
the mic.
Wait. Diener doesn't use a cough button.
No, he turns his face away like I do.
Why does he do that?
You got to ask Diener. You got to ask Diener. That's who I stole it from.
Well, don't steal that from
Diener. Okay, I'll use the cough button from now on.
By the
on.
Way, Diener's sick, man.
He is?
He's sick. He didn't do the show today? Yeah, he's sick.
He was kind of down on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the puppy. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's the Omicron. I don't know what he got. I hope he doesn't have that. I don't know. No, I hope he doesn't have the COVID, the vid, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, but I think for the sake of the conversation, I think is this. I think the first thing is if John Calipari doesn't play Shaedon Sharpe, and Shaedon Sharpe goes and gets drafted in the top 10, I think, one, the fan base will be pissed off that they never got the benefits of how good that kid could have been.
Oh, yeah. Streamers complain about it already.
Number two, I think Cal will like it because of this. I think he can go to people's households and preach the gospel of, hey, look, you can come to school early and train in Kentucky and never play a game, and we can get you drafted. So it's a notch on his belt.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third thing is this.
Oh, 100% it is.
And the third thing is this. How does Shaedon Sharpe and his family / camp, whatever you want to call it, feel about Shaedon Sharpe playing? Because if Shaedon Sharpe doesn't play well when he comes, it might kill his draft stock.
Is it Shaedon or Shaedon Sharpe?
Shaedon, sorry.
Because people are coming at you.
Okay.
Who the hell's Perrin talking about?
No, I'm sorry.
Who's Shaedon?
Those same people are the same people that live like in some Podunk County somewhere that call Oscar Tshiebwe, Oscar Thethisha Tshiebwe. So I don't really care about that. I mean, I messed up.
Our guy Detox doesn't call him Big O, he calls him Mid O.
Yeah, so you know, every you know, like you know,
go,
people,
we need to take a break. Go ahead.
But, but so I think for me is, I think that you play him, and then I think he needs to play, and I think you go ahead and get him in there and see what he can do. Worst case scenario, I mean, he doesn't give you a lot, but you don't play him a ton of minutes.
Well, he comes in and misses a couple shots in 5 minutes. He'll do what Damian Collins or Bryce Hopkins is going to do.
Yes, it can't be any worse than them. It can't be any worse than them.
It'll be just like that.
It can't be any worse. Play Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, you might as well.
Shaedon Sharpe.
There you go.
Yes.
More Shaedon Sharpe talk next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You're listening to The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's your first time. We will most definitely be gentle.
And Perrin Johnson.
You know, I'm kind of sitting back and just riding right now. You know, it's my first time with you, so I'm just seeing where we go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Reminder, coming up tonight, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show. Streeble's on his crew, so your boy Jason Ants, you're helping out with that, right, Jack? You're helping out with that, right?
On Saturday, I'm going to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. No, that's right. I couldn't remember. So Ennis will be there hanging out. Everything good to go on this Tuesday. Mike DeCourcy going to join us. Joe Lenardi going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Brian Haydad joins us now from Super Talk Mississippi as we get ready for the game tonight. We got to make it quick. He's on the air here in the next 15 minutes or so. Brian, good afternoon, sir. How are you, man?
Doing well, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are good. Getting ready for tonight's game. No tie, Washington. That's a big deal, no doubt, for the Kentucky Wildcats. Maybe a trap game, injury-wise. What are we looking at with Mississippi State? They had some shuffling of the lineup last game. Where is this team right now? What kind of lineup do we expect tonight?
Well, there'll be a big absence for Mississippi State in all likelihood. I would not expect Tolu Smith to play in this game. Had a knee injury late in the game Saturday against Ole Miss. They're describing him as week to week, but I can't see a scenario where he would be able to come back in 3 days after that injury. So wouldn't expect State's, you know, one of their best post players to be on the floor tonight for the Bulldogs. Beyond that, though, it should be pretty much the regular guys, Molinar, Garrison Brooks, DJ Jeffrey, Shaquille Moore, and then I would imagine that Cam Matthews, the sophomore, will slide into that four spot with Tolu Smith out.
Brian Haydad with us on ESPN 680 105.7. Rocket Watts, what's going on with Rocket Watts? I know it's a lazy question. What is happening with him?
Yeah, it was sick this past weekend.
Okay,
and you hear sick, and you automatically go to COVID.
Right.
Nowadays. Was not COVID, so it's not a situation where he's out for 5 to 10 days or quarantine. Like, he was just sick. So they are hopeful to have him back on the bench tonight, and he'll be able to provide some minutes for the Bulldogs. And he's been a guy, you know, has been sort of up and down this year, but sort of like Tolu Smith, has just battled some injuries and has not been able to get a run of games to really get himself going this season.
Yeah, the only reason I remember Rocket Watts, Brian, is because Louisville fans wanted him. So I guess Rocket made the right decision. Mississippi State is a fringe NCAA tournament team. Now, they did somehow lose to Louisville earlier in the year. Do you think ultimately this is an NCAA tournament team in the next month and a half?
It's going to be really tight. I mean, I think Lenardi's bracketology today had stayed in the first four out. If you look at their next seven games, Andy, it's really tough. They're at Kentucky. They're at Texas Tech.
Oof.
On Saturday. They come back to play South Carolina at home, and then it's at Arkansas, Tennessee, at LSU, and at Alabama. You know, you're going to be underdogs in six of those games. If you come back after those games and you're sitting at 14-11, no, you're not going to make
no.
it. They've got to find a way in these next seven games to get a couple of wins beyond that South Carolina game, which they obviously cannot afford to lose. If they can be 16-9 going into a stretch that's Missouri, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, they have a chance. So if you told me that I had to put money down today, I would say this team is probably going to end up just missing the NCAA tournament. But if they can find a way to pull off a couple of upsets here in the next, 3 weeks, then they can get in.
Is that good enough for people there? Like, Ben Howland's made the tournament, one time since he's been there in 6-7 years? Is that good enough as you – I mean, come on, let's just be honest. Lots of teams in the SEC have put resources into basketball. Might be the best conference in the country this season.
Yeah, when Ben Howland was hired, I never would have imagined we'd be sitting here in year seven talking about a team that's only been to the tournament one time. And to answer your question, I don't think it is. I think that, when we talked to him preseason – without saying it, he knew that this team, with the transfers he had brought in and the players he brought back, that this should be a tournament team, no questions asked. And if it's not, I think there's going to be some difficult questions when we get to that second weekend in March after the SEC tournament. So I think Ben Howland knows that he's under pressure to get into the NCAA tournament this year, or it could be his last season in Starkville.
Yeah, that's surprising. And, I would say, what kind of job is it? That'd be the follow-up. But we have seen the SEC go out, and especially SEC West teams, go out and make some good hires. So you would imagine Mississippi State would be able to do that. Yeah, I was with you. Ben Howland's always been interesting to me. Had so much success, fell out of favor there at UCLA, and then just hasn't been able to get it clicking. I mean, that was, for a long time, Brian, the best win on U of L's resume. Before they completely fell apart at one point. So who knows what's going to go on there. DJ Jeffries, how has he been there?
He's been inconsistent. You know, he's been a good player at times. You know, offensively he gives you a little bit, defensively he gives you a little bit. But there's been some times where he's, you know, he's had some bad turnovers, and defensively he's had some lapses. So just an inconsistent player. You know, maybe not. You know, the talent's there. That kid was a you know, nearly a 5-star player. I know Kentucky recruited him very hard. He ended up going to I was committed to Kentucky, right? And then ended up going to Memphis.
Yep.
And then transfers to Mississippi State. So you know the talent's there, but it just hasn't really come together for him. I think that's one of the issues with this team. You know, when you bring in 4 transfers the way State did, and you know you didn't really have a lot of big time leadership. I mean, Molinar's is just a junior. Tolu Smith is just in his second year at Mississippi State. I think this team has sort of struggled to find its roles at times. You know, they don't know who the leaders are. They don't know, you know, who's supposed to be doing what at times. And I think Jeffries has just sort of fallen into that, where sometimes he tries to take on a little too much and it gets the best of him.
Yeah, I mean, we remember that because that's when Penny Hardaway took over Memphis, Penny was coming at Calipari.
Yeah, how'd that work out for me?
Obviously, there we go. There's some animosity. That's what I'm talking about. Brian Haydad with us here. Ultimately, what do you think happens tonight? Again, Ty Washington is out. Savir Wheeler is banged up. We might see Shaedon Sharpe, number one player who reclassified. There's rumors that may happen. Although I think Calipari likes to play this game, and he's now playing the game through the media, so I have no idea what to believe. But you know, it's one of those games where if Kentucky doesn't pay attention, Mississippi State, if they play well, this can be a game with a couple minutes to go.
Yeah, State can definitely stay in the game with Kentucky. They have the talent to do so. Mississippi State people would tell you to be watching out for Dante Allen, who absolutely killed Mississippi State in the 2 games a season ago. The guy scored, I think, 100 points on the season and scored 50 of them against Mississippi State in 2 games or something ridiculous like that. But that being said, yeah, I mean, obviously, State with Tolu Smith out is a different animal. They have not played really well when he's been on the bench. So it's going to be tough for Mississippi State. They really need Molinar and Garrison Brooks to sort of carry them tonight, and then maybe even want a third guy, a Shaquille Moore, or even if a Jeffries could come out and get some points. That would be huge for Mississippi State. They have the talent to stay in the game. I don't know if they can win the game. So if State gets into the final minutes and it's still close, I don't like the term moral victory, but that might be about as good as State can hope for.
Brian, I know you're getting ready to go on the air here in a couple minutes. We appreciate the time. It should be an interesting game tonight. Have a good time. Have a good time watching it. We'll see if Kentucky wins and enjoy some SEC football next season. Appreciate the time. That's fine. There he goes. It's fine. It's fine. There we go. Brian Haydad with us. Super Talk Mississippi.
He hit us with that Dante Allen reference, baby.
Dante Allen, baby. Balled out. Those are the only 2 games he's ever balled out.
I can't wait to read that on my timeline during that game on Twitter. Somebody put Dante Allen in. We're down 4. You know that's coming tonight.
By the way, Antonio Brown has tweeted.
He tweeted what? He wants to play with Lamar Jackson again?
Himself in a Ravens jersey. I love it. I absolutely love it.
You know, it's
for you, Blank.
It's just weird, man, because 1 minute it's...
Not to Lamar!
I don't get it. 1 minute, Tom Brady's my guy. Tom Brady didn't do nothing for me. Like, it's just, he's so Jekyll and Hyde. And I pray to the Lord upstairs every day that he does not end up in a purple and black uniform. I mean, I just.
Oh, please. Who cares?
I don't want him to. No.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I am openly rooting for him. Why Lamar's
not.
Putting on? He's tweeting.
I know he wants him.
Is it the purple gremlin? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is this a Kodak Black thing?
No.
Is it?
I love that.
I'm
you
asking,
know that.
Is it?
Look at you. No, you stay up in tune with
Listen,
everything.
Just barely enough.
Yeah, you like Kodak Black?
Just barely enough. You know, the only song, there's a couple.
Yeah.
When the Niners came out.
Oh yeah,
out
when they came out with
Dallas.
That box, yeah.
Yeah, when they came
they brought that boom box.
They had a boom box and they were listening to Kodak Black, and then they wiped the booty up, as Blank used to say.
They put
the Dallas Cowboys.
But I tell you, man, I tell you, I maybe Lamar wants him. I just don't think
want him.
I just think he's bad for business. Everything he touches dies. I mean,
he's good for entertainment, though.
I mean, hey, look. I mean, the Patriots rehabilitated Josh Gordon to the best they could. They couldn't. Antonio Brown played for the Pats for like what, 10 days?
Oh, yeah. Like 10 days. Yeah, that one game where he scored that touchdown.
Like, they,
I
mean,
let's go. I had him in fantasy.
Team, you're talking about a team that drafted Aaron Hernandez. They knew his track record and said, we can fix this guy. Clearly, they couldn't. But, I mean, he stuck around longer than 10 days. And that guy was a murderer.
Texas says, I'm going to start calling him Parine Johnson.
See, that's what they, they already do that anyway. My name is Perrin, but in Kentucky, it's Pern.
It's P-U-R-N.
Pern. Yes.
It's P-U-R-N, and Nick Curran's name is Kern, K-E-R-N, like Kern's Corner.
But they'll kill me for a pronunciation any day of the week, but they'll change my whole name.
That's what they do.
They'll have dipping their lip, and they'll be like, that Pern Johnson, there he go, get on that nonsense, that mispronunciation. That mispronunciation, how you doing with them names out there? But they'll kill me.
Perrine on his nonsense. Yeah. Let's take a break. Supposedly in 25 minutes or so, we'll have Joe Lunardi on the other end. A U of L topic that's out there. Calipari continues to whine, and Jack Grossman's trying to lose weight. We'll get into all of that next here on The Take on ESPN 680.